I don't sing and I don't dance, but I can make romance. Yeah, nothing I can do, yeah. I can watch innercitygeeks.com all day long, yeah. I want you guys listening right now, tuning in into the danger zone. Right now, I want you to watch and listen to everything from the Inner City Geeks, yeah.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to the Inner City Geeks Podcast. Steve here, and this is episode 168. And today I have Charlie with me.
Hey, everybody.
I got Brian.
Hey, what's up?
And I got Alex.
Oh my God, Brian's back.
Yeah, Brian's back. It's been a while.
It's been a minute.
Yeah, it's been a long fucking minute, dude. So what the fuck have you been up to?
Well, you know, I'm only back because contract negotiations went through.
Ah, yes. Yeah, it's about time.
I know. No, but it's all about you, Steve.
It's all for you.
Life has been good, throwing some whirlwinds my way. But all is good. Work's been kind of hectic, and it's all good because I love what I do, and I do what I love.
Good. I'm glad that you're enjoying your time.
I am enjoying all my time. Peace and tranquility, my friend.
Peace and tranquility. You sound like the fucking Mr. Burns. I bring you love.
That's
an old episode. That's an old callback, man.
The fact that you brought that up, I love that episode.
Like,
one of the best moments in Simpsons history, in my opinion.
Absolutely. It feels great, dude.
Speaking of Simpsons, so in sad news, the voice actress who voiced Ralph Quiggum has passed on.
Yes, I did hear that the other day.
And they are retiring Ralph.
No, Ralph? Martin Prince.
Martin, it's not Ralph Martin. It was Martin.
Sorry, it was Martin Prince.
Yeah, he also did Sherry and Terry.
Yeah.
So they're retiring Martin Prince?
They are retiring Martin Prince.
Yeah, they said in her honor, they're going to do that. They're going to retire at least her major voice.
That's what happens when the show's been on for 30-some-odd years.
Well, I mean, when Kravopel passed, they retired the character, too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's only fair. At least they do the right thing.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
No, normally what they do is, well, The Simpsons is different, but in other things, you know what they do. They get someone that sounds similar.
Like Jim Henson.
Not all the time.
Well, but it would be nice if they continue with the character, but I would understand if the fact that they're like, oh yeah, she died, so we're not going to redo this because, you know, it's only right for her to do the character that she's done for her entire life.
Basically.
You know what's funny, though?
Go ahead, Alex.
That she's been doing Minnie Mouse, or she did Minnie Mouse since, you know, 81, the year that I was born. So I was like, wow.
Yeah.
So she was doing voiceover work for my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So real quick, regarding The Simpsons, they finally announced a release date for season 19 on DVD.
Yeah, we're being like really random right now.
Yeah, I guess we are. And then going back to the voice actress... The funniest story was that she was the voice of Minnie Mouse, and her husband was the actual voice of Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
Oh wow, I didn't know that.
Yep. Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse got married.
Yeah.
Ha ha! Give it to me! Ha ha!
And there goes everybody's childhood.
There you go. That's fine. It's fine.
Well, anyway.
Shattering dreams like reality.
Like gold dust.
Speaking of Goldust, brings me to a quick little AEW bit.
Okay, before you get that, before you do that, let's say hi to everybody else. Fuck. Oh, no, Charlie, what the fuck is up, dude?
The longest tangent we went on.
For real.
I'm good. Just been relaxing. I'm helping my brother-in-law move. He's pretty much done.
Sweet.
Went to go see Hobbs and Shaw this morning.
Yes.
That was a really good, fun movie.
It was. It was a really good, fun movie. I'm
dying to freaking see that. Because, like, it's The Rock, Statham, and Idris Elba?
Yeah.
Yes.
And is it also Kurt Russell?
No.
No.
So he's only in the Fast movies, not the spinoffs.
Yes.
Yeah. Deadpool's in this movie, though, so that's...
That's a spoiler.
Is it?
Yes.
I don't know. I didn't watch any of the other ones. I don't know if it's a spoiler or not.
Yeah, well, I sent you a video that you could have watched.
Did you?
Yes, I did.
When?
Saying, like, okay, this is what's basically you need to know before anything else happens, and that wasn't mentioned at all.
Ah, who knows? Who cares?
The cameos were not mentioned, were not in any of the movies.
Cameo,
okay,
though.
So there's Deadpool. He's probably drinking aviation gin while that goes on.
Not really.
No.
Yeah, but there are some cameos in it, which is actually pretty cool.
Okay,
he's the only one I really noticed.
There were two cameos that were in it. That, yes.
Okay, the only one I really noticed. I was too busy looking at Vanessa Kirby.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
I stopped after 7.
No, I started back up after 6.
See, I've watched most of them in the theater.
Mm-hmm.
Skipping out on 3 because I didn't care.
That's fair.
Then I watched it like when it was on like TNT or something.
Of course.
Then I saw 4, 5, 6, 7 in theater.
Mm-hmm.
And then 8 I skipped.
Which is actually really good and worth watching.
So that's what colleague said too.
Dude, you have to like completely suspend your disbelief to watch these fucking movies.
Shout out to colleague.
Word.
Yeah. Colleague's doing good, by the way.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So besides watching the movie and helping my brother move, picked up the new Manning game this year.
That's out already?
Yeah, it's Manning season. I think preseason started already, I think. The Hall of Fame game was this past Tuesday.
I think preseason didn't start until like early September, doesn't it?
No.
Fuck. No. I gotta talk to Mario then.
Again, the Hall of Fame game was a couple of days ago.
Okay. I see. That's how in touch I am with the sports, with the foosy balls.
And then just listening to the new Volbeat album that also came out there.
The new what album?
Volbeat. Yes, sir.
Yes. I haven't listened to that yet, but yeah, I will soon.
Yes, you will.
Alex, what is good, dude?
Kind of like Charlie right now for a second, almost being like the boy, like, yeah, you're gonna listen to it.
Kind of like we are with Brian telling him he has to watch Wonder Woman.
No, but that's the difference. Whatever, that's actually good.
You don't like Volpe, Alex?
No. Volpe's good, but I'm just saying. But you know, like we're not pressuring Brian. Brian just doesn't want to watch it, whatever, because Brian's Brian.
Brian's Brian.
Brian never cared for the character, therefore Brian will waste his time on a bullshit movie.
Dude, you're really missing out. But it's like saying, but don't worry, you guys were talking about Fast and Furious, right? To me, when I heard that, all I heard was. Because I tried to watch the first one, but it's not my style of movie, so I never gave the other one a chance.
Dude, just like you watch Star Wars. Okay, skip the first like 4 of them. Start watching them after 5.
See, I'm kind of like with Alex because I really had no interest in watching any of the Fast and Furious.
Neither did I.
Besides this,
yeah, because to me, I don't want to watch car porn.
I have any interest.
See, because after a while, they're not car porn anymore.
I mean, so
after a while, it's more about a story.
colleague and I were talking about the franchise. It's like it started out going from, hey, we're going to rob a truck of all its VHS players, to like what it is now, which is like 80s action just done in the 2000s.
Mm-hmm. Dude, it's entertaining shit, dude. You should actually give it a shot.
Nah.
Okay.
Fine.
Oh, I thought you took on, like, you know, like, I thought Brian was, like, trying to answer very fine. Like, oh, no, no, no. But, yeah, so.
Nah, Alex, continue. Continue, Alex.
Oh, that's what's not done yet? Damn it.
I love how Charlie tries to be funny, but doesn't succeed.
I wasn't about succeeding. I thought you were
nice. Serious. Be nice. Play nice. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I mean, other than work, as everyone has been doing, I saw Spider-Man again yesterday. Nice. But this time I saw it with the missus, my nephew Wilfred, and my niece Anastasia.
Okay, okay.
Cool.
Yeah, because everyone else hasn't seen it, so I was just like, I'll watch it again.
Totally fair. It is a good movie.
It is.
Yeah. I enjoyed the fuck out of that one.
And I've been working on the script for the next issue.
Sweet.
Nice.
Hell yeah, that's awesome, dude. It's very exciting. Very exciting.
Yeah, and once again, I'm adding someone, you know, another character for the cameo.
So.
Yeah, another person I work with.
Sweet. Fuck yeah, that's awesome, dude.
Yeah, so once I'm done with the initial script, because the way that I work is like this, and I think Steve, you know this already from we talked about it before, that I always try to have the main idea of what that issue is going to be, and then I work with the conversation around that.
Yeah.
So what I'll do is I'll write the point of the issue. And then I'll think of a conversation that either you and I had or I've had with somebody else.
Yeah, that's a good way to do it.
And then the way that I'll do it is that I'll bring that conversation up with the people that are influenced by the characters.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll work from there.
Yeah, that's a smart way of doing things, instead of just like rushing everything into one thing at once.
Yeah, because... from the last issue, whatever, was actually a conversation that I've had before. I know I've had that conversation with you before, and with other people. But
we've had that conversation on plenty of occasions.
Yeah, because you already know the city thing. I mean, the next tangent would have been when it came to that conversation, just of like how much we hate, you know, fucking the holiday season in New York City.
Mm-hmm. For real,
fucking tourists.
God damn it.
Motherfuckers. Yeah, so but you know what, like, and I'm continuing from last week, the positive feedback that I've gotten from that issue and from, like, you know, everything working on it has been giving me like a drive, like, you know what, like, I gotta, like, you know,
other just gotta keep at it, dude.
Yeah, but I have to try to let all that, the personal stuff that's been going on, like, to try to subside some of it, because I mean, you already know, dude, a lot of stuff is a little overwhelming. And I try not to bring that stuff, you know, to, like, the podcast or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But just know this. As of right now, like, you know, like, and this is just general. My wife is under the weather. She's still dealing with a lot of personal health stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm the only one working. So, because of which, I'm burning myself out at both ends. But I try my best to do what I can when I have the time.
Of course. Yeah, you can only do it so much at a time.
Yeah, so, but other than that, I'm good, dude. I mean, this month is a rough month, if you know personally what, you know, what went down. So, well, you know, I mean, now it jumped into August, but yeah, so.
You know, late, I get it. I know.
Late, you know, like the latter half of July is always tough for me.
Yeah.
But I'm good. I'm standing, man, so.
Well, good. I'm glad you're still standing.
Yeah, I'm still standing. And then Elton John comes out for penis.
Wow, yeah. That's awesome.
So what you been up to?
Not much, actually. A bunch of shit this week, actually. Went to see Hobbs and Shaw. That shit was great. And on top of watching Hobbs and Shaw, also watched Far From Home. That was another awesome shit. And then, to top everything off,
you went skydiving.
No, I did not go skydiving. But Renee and I started another podcast. Yeah, this is the first time I'm actually mentioning it on this show. But Renee and I, we're always watching shit, so we figured we'd make our own little podcast that's different than this one, in the fact that all we're doing is talk about stuff that we've actually watched. So,
would it be more than just movies?
Yes, movies and TV stuff.
Cool.
And we're going into like more detail as far as, you know, everything that we watched. So in this first episode, we spoke about The Good Boys, Hobbs and Shaw, Spider-Man, as well as The Boys on Amazon Prime, and Euphoria on HBO Go. So all that was encompassed into one episode.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah.
That sounds good. Actually, those different things all together sounds like a good, like, you know, just a good sit down, like, you know, it could be a good train ride just to hear you guys, you know, go back and forth on that.
Yeah, the episode was about an hour. I'm actually really excited about the intro that I made. This is actually pretty fucking cool. Yeah, it's awesome. It's a really cool show, and I'm excited to put it out there. It should be out by the time this episode goes up. That episode should be going up at the same time, if not already gone up before this episode goes up. So make sure you check that out.
And that will be weekly as well?
Yes, that one will be weekly.
Okay, cool.
On top of the fact that Turntable will be up on Tuesday. So we're going to have three brand new shows on the Inner City Geeks feed next week. Yes.
Yeah, something for the ear holes for everybody.
Fuck yeah, and tons of different shit for the ear hole. Not just, you know, us just talking about one thing. It's three different things. We got music.
One thing, we talk about everything on this podcast, dude.
Yeah, for real. So if you want just like a regular breakdown, it would be this show. Then you have more details about music, and then the next one would be more details about TV and movies. So yeah.
And then this one coming up is your pick this time, right?
Yes, this one coming up is my pick, and this pick is going to be a song by a dude called Chicano Batman. It's actually really cool. It's a different song.
That is hilarious. So I'm just picturing, like, you say that, you gotta tell me the name so I can just listen to it.
Yeah, I'll definitely let you know what it is.
Okay.
And so you can check it out. It's pretty cool. So yeah, that's coming out this week. And also on top of all that, I actually did something else this week, something that was actually completely different and something that I felt that was something I needed to do. I went to therapy for the first time this week. Really? And yeah, that was actually a little helpful. So
good.
And I got like five more free visits to go. Well, four more free visits to go. So we'll see how that works out. So I got my next visit next week. Yeah.
Good, man. That's very important, mental health.
Yeah.
First steps, dude.
Hell yeah. Baby steps. Yeah.
It's a big baby.
Yeah, I am a big baby. Yeah, that's right.
That we knew already.
Yeah, exactly. We all knew that shit already, but yeah.
And then next week or whatever, what happens to the turntable? Now it's just Alex and I.
Yeah, so also recorded another episode of another two episodes of Turntable with Charlie as well.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, so we have a lot of episodes actually banked right now. Which is great, because Charlie pretty soon won't be able to be recording with us. So yeah.
You know, it's actually a good thing. Like I told you before
on the last
episode that you two, like, you know, with that concept is actually a pretty cool concept, and it's a cool insight, because we've mentioned it plenty of times. Charlie's like taste in music is like everywhere, and I love it. And it's good to you know.
Yeah. Actually, Steve went off. He went a different genre.
In totally different genres. so
which
far.
People hear in a month from now, but
yeah, in a few weeks really you'll hear the variety of shit that I've actually put out.
Yeah, a little by little, you know, we're putting stuff out, so it's really good though. You know, we're starting to find our groove, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's fun. It's fun recording with Charlie, because, and the good thing about this is that each episode isn't like a whole complete crazy hour long episode about one song. It's literally from like 15 minutes to an hour, to half an hour about a song. So you can just take your time, listen to it, and then we explain it a little bit, and then you can listen to the song afterwards.
I really hope that you can continue this after the fact, dude, because like I said, it's a good listen.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
We just got to come up with a game plan, and I think there's more that we can do than it's just a song, but for now, this is a good intro.
Like I said, this is just the first season of it. We are planning on doing more stuff for it. So
yeah, because it would be great that the next step would be like top albums.
Yeah,
we'll figure it out. There's many ways we can go with it. There's ideas in my head that I'm banking.
See, because the thing with me is that, like, I know a lot of people. I have actually spoken to some people that they're like, "Yo, doing albums is actually stuff that you've heard before." There are podcasts that actually focus on entire albums. So I figured us doing just singles is a good way to just show people specific songs.
Yeah.
Because nowadays nobody really buys albums like that. Everybody is usually nowadays everybody just listens to singles. They're like, everything is a single that everybody wants to listen to. Like, of course people come out with albums, but for the most part everybody just hears that one song that's on the radio. So I'm figuring okay, I'm gonna put out one song and something that's not necessarily on the radio at the moment.
I mean, little by little, like you said, as we finish season one, we'll combine our half a brain and figure something out, figure out a game plan, and figure out what next steps and what direction we could go in.
Oh yeah, we got plenty of direction to go into.
Yeah, so. Because music is just very, the one beautiful thing about music, it's universal and it's great, and it's just open for a lot of interpretation and communication and conversation.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of different ways we could go with it.
There's plenty of different ways.
Just a matter of
yep.
timing and what can we do.
Yeah, and not only just that, but there's so many different genres as well. Like, we've only like scratched the surface, and like barely scratched the surface of what we've been doing so far. So, yeah,
because I know what you see. You know, you listen to like a little bit of everything. So I would love to see, like, you know, or hear later on, like, other stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You
have to wait on
just in that next episode, you're going to be like, what the fuck? This is different. Because
yeah, so
it's really different.
Episode 3 will be up on
Tuesday. Yeah. Episode 3 with me and Charlie talking about Chicano Batman. Yes, sir.
I can just picture Charlie like, what the fuck is this?
Dude, it is good. I like it a lot.
No, but what I'm saying is, like, you know how in the beginning, like, you hear, like, the artist, and you're just like, the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how I was when I first heard about it, too.
It just has a great name.
Yeah, it's a really dope name, and the name kind of fits the band, too.
Yeah.
So,
that's the third child of the dude from the league.
No, not Chalupa Batman.
No, but it's the same. That's the other one or whatever.
I know. So. Let's get into some shit for this week. So, of course, we're post Comic-Con. We're post all this other bullshit that's been going on the last couple weeks. And the studios have been doing a lot of shit that's actually like, let's see how we can top off with the stuff that they've put out the last few weeks. And the first thing that they basically spoke about was, I guess I'm going to start with Universal actually deciding that they're going to come out with a new theme park in Orlando. And it's going to be the Universal Epic Universe. And it's going to be a 500-acre theme park that has, what is it? It's only like 4 miles away from from regular Universal, Islands of Adventure, and Volcano Bay. And it's going to have hotels, restaurants, entertainment centers, and everything that you would expect. And they also like kind of went into detail into the fact that they're going to be having like, 14,000 jobs opening there, which is actually pretty awesome. And that their base pay is going to be actually pretty decent. It's going to be like $15 an hour and shit, which is not too
bad. Minimum wage here in New York.
Yeah, exactly. But that's New York. Like, minimum wage out here is like $10. So, like, $15 an hour for people that don't have a job, it's not fucking bad. So, we all know that Universal already has a bunch of different parks. And, like, one of their main go-tos was the Harry Potter shit that came out this past, well, a couple years ago. And, which has made a lot of money. But the fact that, you know, Disney's coming out with another place, which is the whole, like, Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. They're like, yo, let's make some more shit for ourselves. And we just kind of have to wait and see what's going to fucking happen with this. Because Universal does a lot of shit, too. And I'm kind of excited for it. I kind of still want to go to Galaxy's Edge. I haven't gone to fucking Disney in a long fucking time. So, I kind of want to see what's going to happen.
Yeah, when I went to Disney, that was under construction still.
Yeah. Yeah, I know Galaxy's Edge is supposed to be opening out here in, like, in October. So, yeah, unfortunately, the LA one is already open. And people are already complaining because it's too much money and people are just fucking standing in line.
Well, yes, because you have a lot of geeks that wanted this for fucking ever. And, you know, they're willing to shell out all that shit.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what do you fucking expect, people?
You know what? That was funny how, and I don't know if you heard about it, that they've been stealing random stuff from that place. Like, they've been taking, like, you know, menus and cups and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And putting it on eBay for, like, you know,
for the people that can't get into it. Yeah. Because I also heard that it's sold out for a while, too.
Yeah. So I just thought what's hilarious was, like, let's say, for example, a menu.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, from one of the main restaurants or whatever over there.
Like $30 for a menu.
Yeah, yeah. And I just thought it was hilarious that now what they do is that they're teaching their employees to grab those menus ASAP.
It's like people that wind up stealing your pens and shit when you're walking around and shit.
Oh, dude, that's like the number one sin in the office. That's like, thank God I keep my pens in my pocket.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. You gotta have your little pocket protector.
Yeah, it's like, click, fuck.
Fucking nerds.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fucking cool. Yeah, so I'm kind of excited for that. It seems pretty interesting. In other news, there's also a little bit of a controversy, I guess, but people, like, I really don't give a fuck, because it's kind of fucking cool, because it's bringing diversity to something that's been around for a while. So, in Young Justice Outsiders, this past week, of course, the new season's been coming out, and they've been putting out every episode every week. It turns out that Aquaman is gay in this one. Or at least bisexual, at least that we know. Because they didn't say, okay, yeah, he's full on, like, loves the cock. They just said that,
That is a great way to put it. Wow. And that's why he goes, that's why he says, no, you can put it somewhere else.
No, so...
Aqualad, what the fuck?
Yeah, so basically, Aqualad, who in the previous season was basically, like, I guess kind of just, like, promoted to be Aquaman. Because Arthur Dent was like, fuck it, I'm done. I'm just going to chill. And he just passed the mantle up to Aqualad. And it turns out that Kaldor is dating another Atlantean dude. Which is kind of interesting.
It's okay.
Yeah. It's interesting because this is the first, like, major superhero that's, especially in the DC universe, that's actually, you know, not just a straight dude. Huh. Yeah. And I didn't read this article or whatever earlier this week, but basically, like, kind of shunning the reboot of the X-Men franchise in the comics. Because in the reboot of the comics, they're focusing on like five like heterosexual white males as their main characters in the new X-Men, as compared to the Young Justice Outsiders that has three different people and all of them are like multi-ethnic, gay, queer, gendered, whatever the fucks. And yeah, everybody's like, yo, this shit is actually very progressive as compared to just the old school way of doing things. So yeah, it's pretty interesting.
Yes, I'm gonna save the world, but let me kiss my woman first.
Basically. The X-Men are gonna be like, yeah, rootin' tootin'.
Make America great again.
Pew pew. Pew pew. Exactly. Yeah, but it seems pretty cool. I'm kind of excited to check it out. I haven't fully watched it yet, but I do have them on my list to watch, so I'm very excited to check that shit out. Another thing, I guess, speaking about stuff that's on the DC Universe, we got some, I guess, news. I guess, I don't know if it's really news, but Titans. We've watched Titans. I know I watched Titans. I know, Alex, you know, I'm not sure if you watched it yet, have you?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Brian, have you watched it?
Nope.
Alex, I mean Charlie?
Nope.
God damn. Motherfuckers.
Okay. That's right now, Steve is just like, Renee, help!
Kinda, yeah. But no, I've watched it. I've watched the entire thing. I've actually watched it like twice. And it's actually really good. And at the end of the first season, I guess it's spoilers or whatever, but at the end of the first season, we actually get a glimpse of Superboy. Superboy is going through Project Cadmus or whatever, and he basically frees a dog from, you know, being captured and all this shit. So what happened this week is that we actually got to see, I guess, a little bit of a glimpse, which is not really a glimpse, but according to the article that I'm reading, they're like, oh my god, it's so crazy. But one of the dudes that's on the show, whatever, on Instagram was like, oh my god, look, and they have a picture of Crypto. And it's literally just like a dog with a tag on it that says Crypto. But it's kind of exciting because it's coming from Superboy himself, which is going to be like, oh, look, you have them here. He's going to be in the show now. He's going to be cool. Yeah, exactly. And there's also a bunch of other people that are going to be in it as well. Like, yeah, it's going to be awesome. Titans is a really fun show. Like, it's actually, I'm not going to say it's really fun, but it's actually a really good show. Like, you guys should definitely check it out.
Yeah, I heard it was that and Doom Patrol. That's like what, like, for multiple people saying that those are the best things on whatever in London, the DC, you know, DC Online, whatever.
Well, there's only like three other things on there. There's not really much on there other than like comics and shit.
Yeah, Doom Patrol is kind of fun. I'm almost done with that.
Doom Patrol is actually really good. I haven't finished it yet either, but and Swamp Thing is actually pretty good too. The final season, the final episode of this season just came out this week.
That and Titans, I gotta watch.
Titans is really good.
I'm behind on a lot of things.
Because there's too much shit out there.
Yeah, I think that's what
it is. Yeah, like for me, I'm still trying to catch up on The Flash.
Yeah, that shit is great.
So yeah, the only CW show that matters.
Season 3.
Yeah, I finished all of those CW shows first. Yeah. And I guess one of the final things that came out this week, from me at least, that I found that was pretty cool, was Runaways has some news this week. Of course, they're filming the third season of Runaways, and we spoke about it a few weeks ago when they announced that what's her face, the girl from Kingpin. The movie Kingpin with what the fuck, my brain, Woody Harrelson, Elizabeth Hurley, she's gonna be playing Morgan Le Fay, in Runaways, which is, you know, kind of a mystical being, you know, not the regular type of bad guy that we see before. But so for those that haven't watched it, you get to see at the end of the season that there's only three of the Runaways that are actually out and about doing their thing. And it's up to those three to actually find the other three, because what happened was that they were taken somewhere, and the only way to figure that out where they went, they got to go towards Morgan Le Fay, which is like in a dark realm. And that's really interesting, because the only way to get to a dark realm at this point in the story is basically to use Nico's staff. It's the Staff of One or whatever. And it's interesting because her mom's holding it from her, because her mom's like, fuck you, I don't want you to fucking have this, because you don't need all this power. And everybody else is like, no, we need it, because we need awesomeness. But the main thing that's happening this season also is that there's going to be a crossover, just like, you know, the DC shows have a crossover on the CW stuff. But this show, of course, we know is on Hulu, but the crossover that's going to be happening is a crossover with the show that's on Freeform, which is Cloak and Dagger, which just had their first season or whatever, and they're in the process of doing their second season. And in this season that's coming, they basically they run away from New Orleans, and because they're trying to do their own thing, because of course they've pretty much gotten accustomed to their powers, and like, yo, we need to, you know, help people out and do what we need to do to, you know, to do the right thing. So they're basically like, oh, they wind up in LA somewhere, because of course we know the Runaways is in LA. So yeah, we got to see what's gonna happen with that, and they wind up teaming up, and that's gonna be fucking cool, because I'm excited for it. Have you guys watched Runaways? No, I'm assuming.
No. You can tell by our silence.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Jesus Christ.
Sorry.
It's all good, it's all good. But
I have not.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. Yeah, so that's it for the shit that I gotta talk about. What do you guys have anything you wanna add?
Show wise, I am still catching up on a lot of things.
Okay.
Still watching Supergirl season 3. That's how far back I am.
Okay.
And then catch up with, you know, Flash and Arrow and Legends. Watching Doom Patrol here and there. I think I'm on the 4th or 5th episode of that.
Okay.
That show's a lot of fun. I actually like that one a lot.
It is actually really good.
And then just, you know, that's it for TV shows, to be honest with you.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not really watching much of... That's just it.
Okay, that's seriously, fair.
Yeah. Okay. Besides that, I'm playing video games and listening to music.
Well, good. No, at least you're doing something.
Yeah. Oh, so the one thing that I noticed online was... I know that, you know, we talked about it, about Jane, Silent Bob. They're going to do a tour for Reboot.
Okay.
So they had a thing like, you know, where they're going to have their tour. They have sell tickets everywhere, but they still haven't found a theater for New York. They have a date set for New York, but they don't have a place to be announced.
Really? Yeah.
What's the date for New York?
I would have to go on the, whatever, right, the Reboot. Tell me the later. Reboot tour. Yeah. But
I have a feeling they're going to do the Nighthawk in Brooklyn.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Because a buddy of mine, a few months ago, when he met Kevin Smith at the signing of Jay and Silent Bob Stash, at the Secret Stash, like, after a bunch of back and forth convo, Kevin Smith said that he loved the Nighthawk and loved the open one in Brooklyn.
Okay. And
you never know.
Well, he might also do the whole Radio City thing like they did with Red State.
I see that.
I don't remember that, but okay.
I went to that one.
Yeah, but from my understanding, this is not getting a major theater release either, though, right?
It's a limited release, if I'm correct.
Yeah.
It's a limited release because I think the next week after it comes out in theaters, it's going to be on like VOD or something.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I could be completely wrong.
I really felt that if they're going to do that, like, it should be at the Angelica, because remember, that's where he premiered Clerks.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it would, that's what I think it should be.
That would be pretty cool, actually.
But then at the same time, I don't know if they would be able to do that, because he wants to sell those tickets for a certain price, so.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, for shows like that, you need to have a specific, like, type of box office type thing. Like, not just, you know, a regular theater. It has to be, like, you know, a big show type thing. So they might wind up doing it at the Nighthawk, like you said. Or probably, like, something like Radio City or whatever. Even though, you know, you never know. There are a lot of Kevin Smith fans in New York.
Yes, there are.
Yep. Like, when I went to fucking do to for the Red State, there was everybody, every single seat was fucking packed. Was taken, and I was sitting in like the top balcony.
That was a crazy movie too.
Yeah,
it was like so not like him. You know what I mean?
That was his first real departure from the shit that he's usually doing.
Right. It's like, oh, it's another James Bond. No,
not at all.
It's so dark and twisted and very rated R.
Yeah. And the good thing about it is that it didn't have a walrus in it. Even though I did enjoy that one, though.
Tusk wasn't that bad. It was pretty good. A little creepy, but it was good.
It was a lot of creepy. Yep.
Yoga Hoses was fun. I
didn't see Yoga Hoses either.
Yoga Hoses is actually really fun.
Yeah, it is.
Basically, like, from what Khalik and I were talking about, like, Yoga Hoses is basically like Clerks, but his daughter and another chick.
And fucking what's his face? Johnny Depp's daughter.
Yeah.
It's actually really cool. You should check it out. It's fun. It's on Netflix.
Is he ever coming out with Moose Jaws or no?
I don't know.
No, he keeps teasing it though.
Yeah. But he's teased a lot. He teased a couple of things.
Well, he teases everything.
But he has to. That's his product. Like, you know, like that's how he promotes his product. Like, he teases a lot of things, and he, you know, he has, I want to say, what is it? A minimum of 6 different podcasts?
About that.
A minimum.
Minimum, dude, because you already know that.
But what sucks, which is kind of one of the reasons why I kind of like strayed away from it, is he just repeats the same shit all the time.
Because he's the stoner that likes to converse. After a while, he'll talk about so much.
So don't have so many fucking podcasts.
Still gotta make money.
Well, listen. You already know my favorite podcast of all time is Babylon, and I still, you know, I'm
mine too. That's the one that I actually like listen to the most. But the one sucks that is I that started it hasn't been coming out lately.
Yeah, actually, has a new episode out this week.
Yeah,
Well, besides that one, I know that one. But like, what was the last one before that one? Like 2 months.
Like
ago.
Like a month and a half, 2 months ago.
Yeah, you gotta remember he was doing reboot. He was shooting a reboot, so he really couldn't record.
Blah blah blah. Stop giving him excuses, Charlie.
Yeah. Okay. I see Steve doing like the Adam Sandler. Shh, no talkie.
Pretty much. Like, shut your face, Charlie.
Sure. Yeah.
Shut your pie hole, wanker.
I want to laugh. Relax, buddy.
Yeah. Anything else you guys got?
Going to go see, there's a screening, not really a screening, they're marking the 10th anniversary of David Tennant's tenure as
Doctor Who. Yes.
It's like a Phantom Events thing.
Nice.
Yeah.
So they're doing End of Time, I think it's called, mm-hmm. his last episode.
When is that again?
It's this coming Wednesday.
I'm going to try to go to that.
Yes, yeah, so the theater by my apartment is showing it, so I'm gonna go see it there.
Nice. Hell yeah, that's gonna be awesome.
Should be fun.
Hell yeah, it should
something
be.
Something to
do. Hell yeah, it is.
Steve, since we've last been on the show together, I took your advice and watched Umbrella Academy.
It's really good, right?
It's fucking dark, man.
But it's really good, right?
Fantastic.
I haven't finished watching that season.
Where they go from here.
I know. I don't know if they're gonna do another season, but hopefully they do.
They are. No, it got renewed.
Okay. Okay. Good.
So I've watched a lot of shows over the course of the last month. I finally finished Supernatural. I'm caught up.
Dude, I haven't seen Supernatural since season 10.
It got good. I mean, the last season was like a back to formula kind of
thing. No, but just listen to me. Yeah. Season 10. They're on season what now?
It's closing with 15, so you're not that far behind.
Okay. I thought it was way, way further.
It's not like season 10 and like, you know, it's like, oh my god, premiering is season 30. No, you're okay.
Okay.
Yes, Steve. Although, I can see right now.
You know, but the way they might have, they probably would have went to that if if it wasn't time to be like, okay, time to be done.
Yeah.
Because that show started when it was WB, not CW.
Yes.
It followed Smallville.
Yeah.
Jensen left Smallville.
Yeah, because he was the gym teacher or whatever.
He was like Gene Seymour's kid. And the love interest of the chick that went to jail with
Bill. Yes, that's right. Bowie. Yes.
Bowie was the journalist girl.
Some bitch, yeah.
Wow.
I love how you explain people, characters in TV. Oh, that bitch, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, wait, she went to jail for, like, sex trading or whatever?
Ally Mack.
The sex cult lady. Yeah.
Did that? I finished Jessica Jones.
Season 3 was good, right?
The final season was some of the best writing that show ever had.
I'm telling you, I told Steve has to watch that.
I haven't even watched the second season.
I told you, don't bother, dude. They showed the recap of the second season, the beginning of the first episode of the third season. There you go. Just watch that.
Season 1 was great, and nobody could beat David Tennant as a villain. Because he's just that fucking amazing of an actor.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, that was crazy.
Season 2 was like post Defenders, so she's kind of like post Defenders depressed, I guess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And also like the recap of season 1. Final season.
That was insane.
Was basically, what if Jessica Jones went up against Dexter had he not have had Harry?
Okay.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, that's a good analogy.
That dude
yeah.
was sick, right, Charlie? Like, he
yep.
was sick.
Yes. And all the side stories were great, though, too.
And I'm not going to spoil it for them, but, like, that infamous death scene.
Yes.
I'm still crying inside.
But that was kind of fucked up. I wasn't expecting that.
I finished Orange is the New Black.
How is that? How's the last season? Was it good?
Some of the best writing that show has had in about 4 years.
Okay. Right.
It closed out the way it should close out. It's prison. It's not going to end all on a happy high note. Select characters get free. Select characters are just still doing time. Other characters
sounds about right. Yeah.
Jail. It is what it is.
There you go.
Again, it's not all like Piper. Yay, I'm free now. No, there's other shit.
Yeah.
Of course, yeah.
You know, I've watched that on and off. I kind of can't get into it because after watching Oz, this is just like weak compared to Oz.
It's like there's not enough dick in this jail.
Oz, starring J.J. Davidson.
Why aren't there enough dicks in this jail?
Well, it's a woman's jail, so you know. Unless you have that tranny dude.
Well, it's also a women's jail in the mid-2000s. So
no, I know.
Anyway.
No, but I will say this, though. There's one character that I don't like from that show that... I don't want to spoil it, but... She got what had coming to her, and I was kind of like... Good for you.
In which season are you talking about?
The new season.
Okay.
The one character as a New Yorker that I can't stand. That's so that I can spoil it without spoiling it.
Okay. You just text me later about it. I'll talk to you about it. So yeah, Umbrella Academy I finished, and then lastly, as of today, I finished Russian Doll.
I couldn't get into that show. I saw the first episode, and I was like, okay, this show is dumb.
It got good, though. It took me a minute to really follow it, because I didn't know what I was going to think of when I saw the trailer.
Okay.
But my sister actually watched it, and like, she doesn't really watch weird things, and I told her, you know what? You're going to put me through Russian Doll, your ass is going to watch Umbrella Academy.
Was that Russian Doll show any good?
Umbrella Academy?
No, Russian Doll.
Russian Doll was good. They're like a half hour, 25 minutes, somewhere in that range.
Okay.
So, Natasha Lyonne, another girl I'm not familiar with, and Amy Poehler is involved in that show.
Really?
Yeah.
Alright.
And then, like, the chick that played Daya in Orange is in it. But you kind of figure they know each other for Orange. You know, they're friends. Yeah. Actually, the dude who played the serial killer guy in Jessica Jones is in it.
Okay.
From the third season. No, it's good, though. It's actually, like, it's very interesting and very dark. And I'm like, okay, it's...
Alright.
Give it another go. You're going to be like, okay.
Yeah, I'll give it a shot.
Yeah, like, there's just too much to watch. Like
Steve yeah, said, there is way too much to watch.
I also finished Black Lightning Season 2.
Isn't it good?
Season 2 was the best fucking season.
There's only two seasons.
I know, yeah.
Between the two seasons, it's like that was the better one.
Dude, that shit is crazy.
And you know what I like about that show, too? It's like, despite them talking about metahuman, it's not connected to the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm. Because technically, this is like its own standalone show.
Yeah. Because
they do mention that there are heroes other places.
Right. And at first, I was kind of bummed that it's not connected. But then as I got more into the first season, I'm like, okay, I understand why. And then watching season two, I'm like, okay, I get it.
Yeah, because there's enough shit going on there. They're like, fuck it. Just right. Worry about us.
I mean, the whole show takes place in Freeland.
Yeah.
And in season two, when you learn about South Freeland and their weird, like, you know, old school ways with, like, mm-hmm. the whites owning the blacks, and it's just like...
Yeah.
It's like, whoa.
It gets crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, it got wild. But, like, when I watched the finale... 2 days ago, I'm like, okay, like, I cannot wait for the third season.
Dude, I love the way that shit ended.
Yeah. I mean, shit happened the way it's supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But, like, yo.
I like that they're going by the comic as far as, like, you know, having him with his daughters actually being, you know, part of a team.
Right. And that's why I texted you, like, yesterday, or what was it, 2 days ago, I was like, Gene, did I text you about it? Or no, I texted Kalik about it. It's like, James Remar has had a steady career since...
Oh, yeah, you told me about them, too, yeah, yeah.
I did, okay, so I texted both of you. But he's really had a steady career over the last, like, 45 years.
Mm-hmm, since the Warriors.
Since the Warriors, I mean, think about it. He pops up in every generation.
Mm-hmm, and the funny thing is he's always like the fucking, the helper, I guess.
Right, so the Warriors was the 80s. The 90s was Mortal Kombat Annihilation. We don't talk about that movie, but he's in it. He was great.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
2000 was Dexter. And then later, in the teens of 2000s, was this.
Mm-hmm.
He'll pop up for all eternity.
Yeah, for real. He's got a long fucking list of shit to do.
Yeah. But honestly, like, I like him as Gambit, though.
Yeah, he's pretty good as Gambit.
Yeah, it's one of the better parts of the series.
He's a good character in the fact that he's kind of like Alfred.
Yes.
But like the badass version of Alfred.
He's like a darker take of the Alfred that was on Gotham.
Right. Yeah. A lot darker.
Yeah.
Not because he's around black dudes, but a lot darker.
Oh.
Well, it's been nice recording this last episode of Inner City Geeks. Thanks.
We have been shut down by the movement.
By nobody.
There you go.
Nobody shut this down.
Yeah, we will still rise.
Nobody puts this baby in the corner. Yeah.
Because I had the time of my life.
Exactly, exactly.
Recording podcast.
Yeah, so I guess that pretty much wraps it up for this week.
Oh, I got something.
Okay, Charlie. Alex, what you got?
Whoa.
Charlie.
My bad.
All right. Well, at least you gave Charlie a compliment. You know, me. Whatever. All right, so I'm very happy to hear that Big Mouth has been renewed for 3 seasons.
Nice. What, and 3 more seasons?
Yes.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, I was like, because that show is just popular, dude. That show is good.
Mm-hmm.
But what's funny is Jennifer doesn't like it.
Of course she doesn't. It's a dude show.
Yeah, it is.
It's fair. I recently started watching it.
And it's actually pretty where are you good. To now?
I'm still on the first season. I'm like episode 7 or so. Like around the episode that they had like the fucking what was it, like the science fair? Yeah, the science fair episode was that one. That's the one I last watched.
I'm trying to remember that. Damn. Because you know what it is, there's so much still going on that show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's when Jason Manzuka's character teams up with the douchey kids in school.
Oh, when Jake teams up with Nick and yeah. Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. This is around the same time when you find out that I'm trying to remember her name, Jenny's mom, whatever, you find out that she's going out with the other female.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
You know it got renewed for 3 more seasons.
That's what I said.
Yeah, that's what he just said.
Sorry, I wasn't.
So my understanding was that it was renewed
Brian's,
for 3 more
Brian,
seasons.
Brian's perception of everything is, you know, uncanny, dude. You know, like, oh yeah.
Wait, I heard that they got renewed for 3 more seasons.
Yeah, so did Steve?
So 3 more seasons?
Yeah, I heard.
You heard that, Charlie? 3
seasons.
I heard
seasons. That too. It was just making news.
I think that's going to be the name of this episode. 3 seasons.
You heard 3 seasons.
3 more seasons. Why
right now he's right now he's just like, fuck you guys.
I'm awake, okay? I'm awake.
Oh my God.
I'm awake. 3 seasons. I'm awake.
Yes, this is great. Man. I'm glad to have you back on the show, Brian.
Yep.
Brian's gonna take another hiatus soon.
He's like, I'll be off for another 3 weeks. You know, it's funny, every time that we fucking just like joke on him. For like 3 weeks after that, he doesn't show up.
And he's like, oh my okay. God, there you go. He's like, that's his 3 seasons.
We love you, Brian. We love you, man.
Well, I miss having Brian around, actually.
We do. Uh-huh. I do.
3 seasons.
Since I came back to record, Brian hasn't been on. This is the first episode he's
Charlie's on. Charlie's new Brian.
Uh-huh.
Charlie's the new Brian, yeah.
So yeah, so
he went
Brian was a new Charlie, and now Charlie's a new Brian. And Orange is a new Black.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. It all ties together, see?
Exactly.
Yeah, 3 seasons.
See.
Anything else, you guys?
3
I'm
seasons.
I'm thinking off the quick question for you guys. Again, I asked a quick question last time, I'm gonna ask a quick question again now.
Okay.
What new TV shows you guys are looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to The Last Season of Arrow.
Yeah.
Okay. I meant like new TV shows, like new shows that are coming out.
I don't know any new shows that are coming out.
Nothing interests me.
Oh, okay.
How about like you, but it.
There's this new show called Stumptown that looks pretty good with Kobe Smulders from How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that, yeah.
And Jake Johnson from New Girl and Tag.
Wait, what's the name of the show?
Stumptown.
So this is about amputees?
No, it's not about the coffee. It's not about the coffee shop either. She plays a PI.
Okay.
Should be interesting. It looks interesting so far.
Because what I was going to say is what I was looking forward to, right? Not new, but the new season of The Walking Dead, that where they dropped the trailer from San Diego. I was invested. Like, I cannot wait.
I'm so far done with that show.
I'll watch it because I need to just see how they eventually end it. But holy shit, that last season sucked.
Dude, I stopped watching it a long time ago. I got fed up with the show.
All right, since the comic book ended, I think that kind of should be a thing. Like, hey, we ended the book. Now we should end the show.
Yeah, especially spoilers. I guess especially in the comic, the last thing that they did was okay. Rick is dead in the comic, so the series is done.
Yeah.
And what's funny is Kirkman never said anything about it. He didn't want to say when it was going to end.
Right.
Just got to milk that money for all it's worth.
Like, I got to say, honestly, between the two shows, Fear is the much better show.
And it's garbage the first season.
No, season one was like a really slow burn, dude. Right. Then season two and three picked up a lot better, but I didn't get to watch this past, what was it, season four?
Yeah.
I was only two episodes in.
All right, I almost quit with season two because I didn't like the way the writing was toward the end. Because it just seemed like, it's like, hey, character alive, character dead, but no real explanation. And like, I'm like, you know what, let me just stick with it, let me just see what plays out. And I watched it, and then season three was really good. Season four was fantastic. Season five is not disappointed. I'm like three episodes behind or whatever, because I haven't had time to watch anything outside of what I've watched at work. But like, it's one of the better shows on TV, and honestly, Walking Dead needs to just, let's say, sayonara. This Walking Dead season 9, the first few episodes were really good, and then like even after Rick was gone from the series, it's like, okay, I see what they're doing, things seem to be okay, but the episode prior to the finale was amazing, but then the finale, boring. I'm like, wait, it should have been the other way.
I think the way that they did that was, they want, like, you know, you have so much that happened that you want it to die down so you can anticipate the next season. I see what they did there. But for me, this whole thing is like, what is it? After season 7, episode 1, after that whole shock, even though we knew it was going to happen.
Yeah.
Right? It's been kind of like downhill, dude.
Honestly, the writing of that series has been downhill for about four seasons now, but yeah, I get what you mean.
Because, I mean, what was it? After the death of Glenn and Abraham, when they killed off Sasha?
I was pretty much like...
No, I say no. When they killed off Sasha, whatever, I feel bad saying it. I didn't care.
Yeah, just like... My cutoff point for the show was when Carl died. Once Carl died in that fucking cave or whatever, the fucking pipe or whatever the fuck.
The sewer, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, okay, I'm done.
Why did they kill him like that? I was like, wait, what was the sole purpose of that?
Because he's getting old.
No, I can tell you why, because apparently the rumor was that actually Chandler Riggs wanted to actually go to college and stuff. He wanted, you know, he wanted a regular life.
Like I said, he's getting old. He's like, I'm getting old. I want to do my own thing.
Yeah, I can see right now he pulled the fucking the.
He's like, I'm retired.
Yeah, I'm too old for this shit. But
that needs to end.
Yeah, absolutely.
And now Denai Guerrero is leaving too.
Yeah, the show needs to be over with.
You know what's funny? I say this. If you really want to get people invested again and get them pissed off and make them watch to see whether they continue, you should kill Daryl.
Yeah, nobody's going to watch it at that point.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, everyone loves Daryl. You know, it's funny how after they got rid of Rick, I was just like, well, you lost my interest. But I still kept watching because, you know what, like, the show is not bad.
It's not good either.
But I just say no, but it's not the same.
Yeah.
Is Daryl in a video game now or coming out to be in a video game?
Supposedly. That game hasn't come out yet. They announced it like 2 years ago.
Yeah, I think it's coming out this year.
That show is watchable? You know what I mean? Like, put the question mark at the end?
You mean questionable?
Wow. Walking Dead is watchable?
Like, I'd say just questionable.
I stopped watching it, I think, the season with the governor.
Actually, what was it? Mario gave up on that show. What was it, like, between seasons 2 and 3?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Sounds like he was smart.
You know what's funny? How the one thing that Mario said, and I kind of agreed with him on it, was, but I started watching, like, I watched the show before I started reading the comic.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't kept up with the comic because I was more invested in the show because I fell in love with the show. But he did say a good point. If, let's say, if HBO would have picked it up and kind of kept it, like, you know, true to that, maybe that would have worked better.
Maybe.
Yeah, but see, for that, it would have been no more than 8 seasons, and then it would have ended.
Would it have been that bad?
I'm not saying no.
Because, I mean, like, look at, like, for example, Sons of Anarchy. Sons of Anarchy ended at 7 seasons, and even Kirk Sutter, the creator of that show, was just, like, saying... You never want, like, he didn't want, like, that show to be like, yo, this show was good, but then it fell off and pop up our season.
Yeah, what, there's a comedy on NBC called The Good Place that's doing that too, where it's a popular show, everybody loves it, they're going on the 4th season, and after this, it's done.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to get stale, they don't want to be past their prime. Four seasons, we're done.
I mean,
say that again, Brian. I didn't hear you. The last part.
I was gonna say, Good Place is really good. It's like a goofball comedy.
Yeah, it's a great show.
A lot of heart, and like the fact that they decided in their own terms to close out that series is only gonna make it better.
Exactly.
Yep. And with that said, I guess we can close out the show this week.
Yeah.
There you go.
3 seasons done.
Yeah, 3 seasons.
So I heard Big Mouth is going on for 3 more seasons, right?
That's right.
Okay. Holy shit, Charlie, you serious?
Yeah.
Holy shit, yep.
Sorry, yeah, for that. I had to.
Do you guys want me to come back next week?
Yes.
Maybe like in 3 weeks, so 3 seasons.
No. Brian, come back.
So make sure you go check out innercitygeeks.com. We have a whole bunch of shit sometimes. Actually, nowadays it's more like we have a whole bunch of shit up there. So make sure you check out InterCityGeeks.com, where we have, of course, we have this show. We also have the InterCity Geeks turntable. We also have Yay Toys. We also have the new show for InterCity Geeks, which is the InterCity Geeks First Watch. Yes. Those shows, I said Yay Toys. We also have Comic of the War, Manga Times, Anime World, and...
all the shows on syndication.
Good games, yes. Yeah. All the shows on syndication, exactly. So make sure you check all that shit out. Also, while you're on InterCityGeeks.com, make sure you hit towards the bottom of the site, where you will find links to Amazon, where you can buy some shit, or you could just purchase a subscription to Amazon Prime, where you can watch The Boys, which is actually a really good series.
So maybe they'll get picked up for 3 seasons.
It probably will. I know you got picked up for a 2nd season, so hopefully for 3. So check out The Boys on Amazon Prime. So click on that link, and it'll take you to Amazon, so you can buy some shit, buy your subscription for free. You get a free subscription of Amazon Prime for a 1st month, so you can watch whatever you want for free on Amazon
Prime. Yeah, binge watch a lot of stuff.
Yeah, because there's a lot of shit on Amazon that's actually really good. There's also that series, Jack Ryan, is actually on Amazon Prime. Is really good. Good Omens is really good. The Boys that we just spoke about is really good. And they also have the Marvelous Miss Maisel, which is actually really great too. So yeah, check out Amazon Prime. Click that link at the bottom so you get yourself a free month of Amazon. Also on NerdSeekers.com, we have a link to So Sick Clothing Company, where you can buy some cool geek-related shirts and hats and hoodies and sweaters and, you know, some really cool apparel for geeks, by geeks. And while you're at checkout, type in Inner City Geeks, and you will get 15% off the entire store. So yeah, go do that. And you can listen to this show on Spotify, Google Play Music, Stitcher Radio, and SoundCloud. I said it all in a different order than I usually do. So make sure you check them out all on there. And while you're listening to all of them and you want to share with all our friends, all your friends, make sure you let them know, like, yo, they're also on the social medias. You can find us on the Facey Space at Inner City Geeks, on Twitter and Instagram at Inner City Geeks. And you can find us on the social medias as well. You can find Charlie. Where can we find you?
You can find me on Twitter at RUPERTO2106.
Brian?
You can find me sitting in my chair in my nerd room.
Sweet.
Anticipating the next 3 seasons of Big Mouth.
He's like, I said I'm done. Fuck you.
Again, do you guys want me on next?
You can find me on. You can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at 3 Seasons.
I can easily sign off, start my own podcast, and be 10 times stronger than this one.
No, not allowed.
No, don't do it, please. We need you for 3 seasons.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Bri_2J, Bri_2J. Follow my YouTube channel at Yay 12th Place Plus on the Instagram, and please like, share, comment, and subscribe on my videos. New content will be coming back very shortly. I have a lot of stuff, and I just haven't had a lot of time to do reviews, but they will be back, so thanks for the hiatus.
Awesome.
You know, love and shit.
No doubt.
Awesome.
Alex, where can we find you, sir?
You can find me on Twitter and on Instagram at 3 Seasons. But if that's not available for Twitter, it'll be at the Night @NYED, and on Instagram at the Night @TIN_Y_ED.
Yes.
And if you go on Twitch, you can follow him at Denied playing Pokemon.
Yeah, playing that's not a bad place.
You know what's kind of funny? I have a lot of friends that do that, and I can't do it.
That's fine. Well, it's not for everybody.
What, you lying in bed playing Pokemon? Because I thought that's what you're best at.
No.
Shots fired. Shots fired.
I'm best at comedy, and I'm best at being attentive and paying attention. Brian, like, what? Brian, like, what am I good at? Being drunk.
Hey, being drunk is an art form, okay?
Yeah, it's an art form, it's a skill.
Yes. Being drunk is fun.
I was talking about just now. Shit, you wish you were drunk right now.
Too weird. Yeah, so you can find, okay, I'm gonna mute the fuck out of you guys.
Before you go, 3 Seasons!
You guys can find me on the Instagrams and the Twitters at Mr. Jackal, MisterJackal. And before we go, like I always do, play some music. And this week, I'm playing a band that I haven't heard in a while, that I'm actually very excited that they're coming out with a new album. Actually, technically, the album's out now. And it's their 13th album. And it's called I, the Mask, which is the name of the album. And it's from a band called In Flames. And they're fucking dope. In Flames has always been awesome. And
dude, they're great live.
Yeah. And their newest song is called Voices. So yeah, that's going to be fucking awesome. Check out Voices by In Flames, and yeah, enjoy that shit. Guys, say your goodbyes.
Goodbyes, possibly forever.
Okay. Stop it. Goodbye, everybody.
Until next week, folks, or maybe three seasons.
Oh, fuck you.
That's how you fire shots, motherfucker.
Yes.
Pokemon Blue. Did you catch them all?
Yes. So, don't be a dick.
Brian.
I fucking can't anymore. I'm done.
But always remember, the geeks shall inherit the earth.